Welcome to Swing Camp. All right, campers, gather around the fire pit. We're going to do part two on etiquette. Pop a cold one and settle in. This will be a great conversation. Be back soon. Hi, welcome back. So on our last episode, we were talking about social media etiquette. And I will admit, I did go on a little bit of a rant, only because there are things that happen in social media every day that quite frankly drive me up a fucking wall. When we're talking about etiquette though, when it comes to swinging in general, there are a few rules that everybody should abide by. The very, very first thing, and again, I know I stress this in every podcast because a lot of this is common sense, but it really is common sense. No means no, period. It doesn't matter if you are balls deep inside a girl and you're about ready to nut, if in that moment she is triggered and feels scared or nervous or can't continue, you gotta stop what you're doing and get up and walk away. That is the number one thing. I will tell you that I've gone to parties where this particular rule, when alcohol is involved, seems to go out the fucking window. And ladies, you know, I just mentioned this to the men, but this also goes for us. I've had more women be aggressive with me at clubs or parties than the men. I had one woman who literally stuck her fingers right upside my hoo-ha without ever asking my permission. And it really was violating and felt awful. And I forgave it because, again, everybody was drunk. But I shouldn't have ever been put in that position to have somebody put any piece of their body inside mine without my permission. So while we often emphasize this with the guys, I think as women, we also need to be a little bit aware that just because we're in a swinging environment and just because a woman might be flirtatious or kissy or things like that, it doesn't necessarily mean that she wants to do anything else but that. So consent above all else is probably the number one etiquette rule that I can share with anyone ever at any time. Now, let's talk clubs real quick. Clubs are a little unique in that the entire environment is set up for sex, right? It's set up for you to either be an exhibitionist, a voyeur, or a group participant. I mean, those are the three categories you're going to fall into. Now, if you want to play with a partner, all clubs have individual rooms. Here's a couple of things, so if you've never been to a club, that you should know about. Every room is going to be set up with either a half door with another part that swings up at the top to close it to make a full door, or it's going to have a curtain and a chain. That's a typical layout. How this works is this way. If you want to be an exhibitionist, you want people to come by and enjoy the show, you either close the half door or put the chain up. You leave part of the space open so that obviously people can observe. If you want total privacy, what do? Kind of like the sock rule in college on the doorknob, right? You shut it. People can still hear you, but they're not going to be able to see anything. Now, here's the third one, and this is where people really need to know this because a lot of newbies make this mistake. If you leave the door open and you do not put the chain on, or you do not, close that half door, that's an invitation to come on in. Experienced swingers will know this. So I've heard from people who are new, who have gone to a club, who have really been very taken back by that. Like, why would somebody enter the room like that? Why would they think it's okay to play? Well, it's because you probably didn't know about this particular, I don't want to say unspoken rule. They should tell you this during your tour, but a lot of times it does get missed. So remember, if that chain is off and that curtain or door is open, you are inviting others to come in and participate. That is the one area where, while they should still ask what your preferences are and whether or not it's okay to touch, you have technically given them permission to do just that. Now let's move on to house parties, because those are a little bit different. The setting is very intimate. You know, you're going to either a friend's house or you've been invited to the home of somebody who you may not know, but who's hosting this. There's a couple of things to keep in mind with a house party. First, don't be an asshole. You're in somebody's home, clean up after yourself. If you have sex in one of the rooms, put away your condoms, throw away your wrappers. It's not a hotel, it's somebody's home. They may have small children that live there, and nobody wants little Johnny to wake up on Sunday morning and find 5 condom wrappers strewn in what is currently his playroom. So, you know, number one thing, when we're talking about etiquette, respect is everything. That's a huge part of this. If you are going into somebody's home, also keep in mind that this is, again, not like at a club or a hotel where there's a parking lot and you can go out if you're a smoker or if you're 420 friendly. This is somebody's home. Ask the host or hostess if A, it's okay for you to smoke, and B, where would they like you to do that at? Don't ever make an assumption that you can do that inside somebody's house, because, oh my God, that's just rude as fuck. And if you are going to smoke, pick up your butts. Don't leave stuff on their ground. You know, these are all courtesy 101 things, but quite honestly, when we drink and we get into these environments, a lot of this stuff goes out the window. We're so focused on the excitement of the moment and the adrenaline is pumping. And so it's never a bad idea to have these little refresher talks about just those little things that we need to do to make sure that the experience is fun for everybody involved. One of the things that I find very difficult is when I see somebody so focused only on their experience in that moment that they put all general courtesy aside. It's not cool, and we should all try to strive to be aware of that. Hotel takeovers, another completely different event. Hotel takeover is exactly what it sounds like. Swingers rent out blocks of rooms or sometimes the entire hotel. Quite frankly, it can be a free-for-all. My first hotel takeover was kind of a bad experience for me. I had not yet learned to say no to things and had not yet learned to assert myself when I was uncomfortable, and went into a room where some friends were, and then strangers came in, people I did not know. And at this point, I am naked as the day I was born, strapped to what is called a spider's web on a bed, and people touched me that I didn't want touching me. And it really got under my skin for a while. I had to process that. So again, that's where we go back to consent is everything. I'm not going to put it all on them. I let it happen. I didn't use my voice. So, you know, part of that is on me. But we all have to be aware that in these situations, orgies are probably going to take place. And you have to decide, is that in your comfort zone? And if it's not, how do you extract yourself from the situation? I always recommend that you get your own hotel room so that you have a safe space to go to if you start to feel overwhelmed or it feels like it's too much. You've got a place that is secure and yours and private that you can get away to. Really, guys, at the end of the day, when we're talking about etiquette in any of these situations, the main thing is that golden rule. We have to treat others the way that we want to be treated ourselves. If we go into any of these situations and, number one, have expectations that are unrealistic, we're going to be disappointed. Number two, end up putting ourselves in a situation where we've gotten so drunk or, quite frankly, so high that we can't make smart decisions, part of that responsibility is on us. Yes, if somebody does something to you, obviously that is their responsibility and their issue that they're going to have to deal with the consequences of. But you've also got to be in charge of yourself. If you get to one of these situations where you're so shit-faced that all of your inhibitions are gone and you can't think clearly to save your life, you do have a small part of that responsibility because you're not protecting yourself. So it's not just expecting everybody around you to look out for you. You are your number one protector. When you go into any of these places, just keep in mind that if you don't know something, ask. If you go to a club, for instance, there's always somebody who manages the club, who will be there to answer your questions, who will talk to you about any concerns you have. And if they're a good establishment, they will give you a tour in advance so that you know exactly what is expected of you and others while you're at that place. House parties and hotel takeovers are a little bit more of a free-for-all, and that's where your common sense really has to come in. You have to decide, where are my hard lines? What are things I will and will not do? And where is my comfort level at? You know, the last thing that I will share with you on the etiquette side of things is to also just be genuinely yourself, okay? Now, how does that play into etiquette? Well, it's simple. I don't want to spend time with somebody, and I'm sure a lot of people feel like this, that wears a mask every single day in their normal lives and then is wearing one at an event too. I want to get to know the real person. It's part of why we swing. We are able to remove that mask and be, hopefully, genuinely ourselves. So I don't want to invest my time or my energy, which quite frankly is often limited, in people who are not authentically presenting themselves the way that they truly are. There's nothing worse than thinking that you're getting to know somebody and feeling like you are on a similar page, and then finding out that they are not at all who you thought they were. That kind of goes back into just being polite, because quite frankly, it's fucking rude to put on a persona that is not you and fool people into spending time with you or engaging with you when they're not getting the real picture. So let's wrap this up. Don't be a tool. Be polite. If you don't know something, ask. And be honest and authentic. Those are the qualities that etiquette really falls around or is built around. Manners, social graces, understanding that it's not always about you and that you are responsible for your actions and for being aware of the environment that you're in and making sure that you don't get so hyper-focused on your moment and your experience that you make it bad for the other people that are there. We all have to take responsibility. I am always a little bit baffled at how easy it is for us to share naked photos of ourselves online, but these kind of things we find incredibly difficult to talk about. We have trouble going to events and turning people down or asserting ourselves and saying, hey, I like you, I'm interested, would you be interested in me too? A lot of these parties can feel more like the seventh grade junior high dance where cliques are happening or boys are on one side and girls are on another and nobody knows what to fucking say. You know, part of etiquette is also just being you, being authentic, putting yourself out there. You don't have to be afraid to walk up to somebody and shake their hand and say, hi, my name is. That's how you start. Truly, it's as simple as that. There may not be chemistry there. Okay, so what? You might end up with a hell of a great friend. Or you may just have a really great night talking to somebody that has a lot of common interests with you. And that's not a waste of an evening in my book. So a couple of quick things before I let you go. Number one is if you'd like to check our website, it is www.swingcamp101.wordpress.com. Hopefully, by the beginning of next month, that will be a real domain name because that is too fucking long. And then you can contact me through email at swingcamp2019 at gmail.com. I would love to hear your suggestions. I would love to maybe even possibly get you in on a future podcast. So email me, let's chat. And I'm very excited to tell you that if you do go to our website, I am designing a really, really cool line of shirts and socks and leggings and, oh, it's so much fun. But the even cooler thing is that 10% of all the sales from those items will be then donated to local organizations that do sex education for youth in our area. And I'm not limiting it here to just Central Illinois. I've taken suggestions from members in our discussion page from all over the United States. And as sales come in and as the money is there to donate, I will make donations in multiple states. I think that it's a great way for us to give back. And as a designer, I'm having such a great time making these for everyone. So thank you, as always, for listening. Stay tuned next week. We'll have another great discussion. And I hope wherever you are, you have some sexy fun, make some moments, and get out there and just be genuinely yourself because you're a fucking rock star. Talk to you later. Bye.